All right, ready to dive deep? Today we're tackling elastography.
Oh yeah, fascinating stuff.
We got some research on a new method called WNVI.
WNVI.
Yeah, weak neural variational inference. Sounds kind of complex, huh?
It can be, but it's really groundbreaking stuff.
Definitely cutting edge.
Yeah.
So we'll break it down for everyone.
Absolutely.
Let's start with, well, I guess the basics for anyone who's not, a medical imaging guru. What exactly is elastography?
So imagine you're pressing on a tomato,
Okay.
a ripe one and a hard one. You can feel the difference in how stiff they are.
Well, yeah, for sure.
Elastography basically does that, but inside your body, using medical imaging. It creates images based on how stiff the tissues are.
So it's like giving doctors this sense of touch, even deep inside us.
Precisely. And that's super valuable because stiffness tells us a lot about the health of the tissue. Like tumors, they're often stiffer than healthy tissue around them.
Right, that makes sense. But I know there have been some, challenges with the traditional elastography methods. So that's where this WNVI comes in, right?
Exactly. The old way relies on, well, it's a lot of complex math, models to figure out the tissue properties from the images.
Oh, I bet.
It's like solving a huge Sudoku puzzle for every scan. It takes forever and needs a lot of computing power.
So WNVI, is that like finding a shortcut for the Sudoku?
I'd say it's more like inventing a whole new game, simpler rules. WNVI bypasses all those equations. Instead, it uses this clever system of weighted residuals. Think of them as probes.
Probes. Okay, how do those work?
Okay, so imagine you have this mystery material and you want to know what it's like, right? Instead of analyzing the whole thing at once, you poke it at different points with these probes.
Interesting.
Each one tests a specific characteristic.
Ah.
And the more probes you use, the more strategically you place them, the clearer the picture gets.
Gathering clues bit by bit, focusing on the important areas.
Exactly. And the really cool part is that WNVI uses a neural network to learn from these probes and make educated guesses about the tissue.
So the neural network is like a detective, piecing it all together.
Perfect analogy. And it's way faster, needs less computer power than the old methods.
That's really cool. I read that WNVI can also handle something called incomplete boundary conditions. What does that even mean in like medical imaging?
It basically means WNVI can work even when we don't have all the information.
Oh, okay.
In reality,
Yeah.
getting perfect data is tough. Like, think of an ultrasound probe on your skin. There might be spots where the contact isn't perfect, so some info is missing.
Like a puzzle with missing pieces.
Right. Old methods struggle with that. But WNVI can fill in the gaps and still give reliable results.
That's impressive. And then there's this, it's like the big one for me. WNVI handles both linear and nonlinear material behavior. I gotta admit, I'm not totally sure what that means.
Okay, think of a rubber band. When you pull it, it stretches predictably, right? But some materials, like some tissues, are different. They might stiffen up as you pull harder. That's nonlinear. Traditional methods struggle with that, but WNVI handles both, no problem.
So, like a tool that can measure both rubber bands and, say, modeling clay.
Exactly. And that's key because a lot of tissues in our bodies, like breast tissue, are nonlinear. WNVI opens up analysis for all sorts of tissues with way better accuracy.
Okay, we've covered so much, and I'm already having some aha moments. But before we dive too deep into the tech stuff, let's zoom out for a second. What does this all mean for patients? How could WNVI change how we diagnose and treat diseases?
Well, that's where things get really exciting. Imagine a future where routine checkups include like a quick elastography scan with WNVI. It could be as simple as holding a device against your skin, and bam, in seconds, you have info about your tissues.
That sounds almost like, I don't know, sci-fi, A scan that tells you about health issues before you even feel anything.
Yeah, early detection is huge for so many things. Think about it, detecting a tumor when it's still tiny, or catching liver disease early, before any serious damage.
Wow.
Early intervention could really change how well treatments work and could even save lives.
That's incredible. But wouldn't reading these scans still need, a specialist? How would WNVI make this technology more, I guess, accessible for everyday healthcare?
That's a great question. One of the most promising things about WNVI is that it could be automated.
Oh, interesting.
Since it's so efficient and doesn't need those complex math models,
Right.
it means we could develop like intelligent systems that can analyze the scans and flag any potential problems for the doctor.
So, like an AI assistant that kind of pre-screens the scans.
Exactly. It wouldn't replace doctors, but it could be a huge help. You know, prioritize cases, make sure nothing is missed.
That's a game changer. It would give doctors more time to focus on the patients who really need them.
Right. And think about the impact in areas where, you know, specialized healthcare is hard to come by. Like, imagine portable elastography devices with WMNVI in rural communities or developing countries. It could really change healthcare in those places.
Yeah, bridging those gaps in access to healthcare, that's powerful. But like with any new tech, I'm sure there are challenges.
Of course.
What are some of the hurdles researchers still have to clear with WNVI?
Well, one thing is refining the selection and design of those probes, the weighted residuals we talked about.
Oh, right, right.
Remember, they're like targeted questions we ask about the tissue.
Yeah.
Choosing the right ones is super important to get accurate results.
So it's not just throwing a bunch of probes and seeing what happens.
No, no, it's more nuanced than that. Researchers are developing algorithms.
Mm.
And using machine learning to, you know, optimize how these probes are selected and placed.
It's like finding the right pressure points to, I don't know, get the secrets out of the tissue.
Exactly. What about the computing power needed for WNVI? You said it's more efficient, but can it run on regular medical equipment, or do we need like massive supercomputers?
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a key question for real world use.
Mm-hmm.
WNVI is way more efficient, but it still needs some processing power. But the good news is that computer hardware is getting better all the time. More powerful, more compact.
So as technology improves, the computing part of WNVI will be less of a problem.
Absolutely. We're seeing progress already. Like, researchers are developing specialized hardware for machine learning, and cloud computing means we can access powerful computers remotely. It's a really exciting time to be working on this. The innovation is happening so fast.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing how fast things change. We've gone from these complex mathematical models that need tons of power to this, you know, elegant system with probes and neural networks that could, I don't know, maybe even fit in your hand.
Right.
It really shows what we can do, how we keep pushing the boundaries.
And it's not just the tech itself, it's what it allows us to do.
Yeah.
You know, early detection, personalized medicine, better access to healthcare. Those are the big changes WNVI could bring.
I totally agree. It feels like we're at the start of something big in medical imaging, seeing things we couldn't before,
mm-hmm.
diagnosing diseases way earlier. It's inspiring to think about what's possible. But I also wonder, with all this incredible potential, are there any, I don't know, downsides or unintended consequences we should think about?
Yeah, that's a crucial point. With any powerful tool, you got to think about how it's used. You know, what could go wrong? One thing that jumps out is, well, validation. We need a lot of testing.
Right.
Before WNVI is everywhere in hospitals and clinics, we got to be sure it's accurate. For different people, different diseases.
So, like any new medical thing, clinical trials, gathering evidence.
Exactly. We need to know WNVI is doing what it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Not giving false alarms or, you know, missing subtle signs.
Makes sense.
And as it evolves, we keep an eye on it, make tweaks if we have to.
Like fine-tuning an instrument, making sure it's always in tune.
Uh-huh. I like that. And just like a musician practices, we got to keep refining WNVI.
Yeah.
Optimize it, you know, iron out any wrinkles along the way.
It sounds like a very active research area.
Oh, it is.
What are some of the, I don't know, the hot topics in WNVI development right now?
One exciting thing is, well, incorporating more prior knowledge into the system.
Okay.
Right now, it mostly uses data from those probes and the neural network learning patterns. But we can also feed it info from other places, like medical textbooks, databases of tissue properties.
So like giving the neural network a med school education.
Exactly. Adding that knowledge could make WNVI even more accurate, especially in tricky cases where the probe data might be, you know, unclear.
Combining machine learning with like the wisdom of doctors through the years.
That's it. And this idea, integrating knowledge, it's huge in AI right now, not just medicine.
Wow, it's amazing to think where this could lead. We started talking about revolutionizing elastography, but it sounds like WNVI could go way beyond that.
Oh, absolutely. The core idea, probes and neural networks learning about complex systems, it can be used for so many things. Weather patterns, financial markets, you name it.
This has been a wild ride. We've covered so much about WNVI, how it works, the impact on healthcare, and even further.
Yeah, and this is just the start. WNVI is still pretty young. We're just scratching the surface.
I can't wait to see where it goes next, how it changes things. But for now, I think we've given our listeners a lot to chew on.
Yeah, a whole world of possibilities.
Well said. And that wraps up another Dup Dive. Thanks for joining us on this exploration. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing.